Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
We have a guy named Arlo on the phone for a second date update. And Arlo, I saw your email and I read all about your date. And I think the most interesting part to me was that the girl got to your place early and you didn't let her in.
That's what? True.
I'm curious to hear about that. But first, tell me, what's the girl's name?
Dina.
Dina. Okay. Arlo, before we get too far into this, do you know why she's not calling you back, or are you totally mystified?
I think there could be a few things.
Okay. We got options.
Yeah.
I like to know that, Arlo.
Okay, so let's
go too far in.
We'll start at the beginning when she arrived early for the date. How early is early?
Yeah.
She was at least 15 minutes early.
Okay. So wait.
15? Oh, 15? That's not too early, bro. I thought you were talking like an hour or two.
Was the date hanging out at your house, or was she just meeting you there and you guys were going somewhere?
Right, exactly. We were meeting there and then going out.
Okay.
Yeah, that's always a good plan.
But you would still plan for her to be come up to your apartment or whatever, right? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I always run late, so I hate people that are early.
Yeah, me too.
So what did you say? What did you tell her when she got there?
I just said, like, hey, I'm sorry. I'm not ready. Do you mind coming back in a little bit?
Coming back? Why don't you just say, I'll be right down. Give me 5.
Honestly, I wasn't really thinking. It just came out of my mouth.
Oh, got it.
Okay.
That is
so you shut the door on her?
Like a solicitor. No thanks. Oh,
do you have an appointment?
Yeah.
Wait, what did she say to this?
To me, it sounded kind of like she didn't know what to say, but she'd say okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think she didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
This is an interesting strategy. Keep the girl waiting before the date even starts.
That'll make her in a really good mood.
It's not even waiting. It's sending her home.
Giving her a new task.
So was it like 15 minutes later you guys then started your date or what?
Yeah, she came back actually probably like a half hour later, which was, you know, honestly, that was fine with me because I did need a little bit more time.
Okay.
Can I just, what were you doing?
I just had like a bunch of stuff I had to do before I got ready.
Yeah, prepping yourself.
Don't ask a man what he was doing.
Oh, sorry, Jeffrey.
We don't know. We have no idea. Okay, why are you asking all these questions?
We never know.
Just let us be. So what did you end up doing for the actual date, Arlo?
So we had talked before about how much we like breakfast food, and I knew a little cafe down the street that served breakfast.
Okay, win. That's a great date idea.
Yeah,
so we're walking, and she's quiet. We're not talking. Ooh. I wasn't sure if, obviously, she could have been upset for the wait or if she was just hangry, I guess is what you would say.
Yeah. We're not starting things off very well.
No.
Yeah, did pancakes and bacon fix anything?
Well, it was still like awkwardly quiet, so I tried to break the ice by talking about bad dates, like a history of bad, like
history of what?
A bad date. I see. He's trying to make her remember other worse dates than this one, so that this one comes off looking good.
You know, I actually don't think it's bad. Like, self-deprecating humor can be really funny,
but
right?
But humor is all about delivery. So he's like, hey, at least I didn't stab you like some other dates, right?
Yeah, I made the last date wait 2 hours.
Yeah. It's all about delivery, so.
Yeah, this sounds really fun.
Did she laugh?
Yeah, she laughed at my story.
What was your story?
This one time I went out with this girl, and when I met up with her, she was just like, I just want you to know that my dad's in the mafia, so you better treat me right.
Whoa.
Now.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you think she was telling the truth, or was she just trying to scare you into a good date?
Well, the next day, there was a horse's head in my bed.
Shut up. Get out of here. He's lying.
Oh, okay. You are funny. You got some humor. All right.
I like it.
It's good, too, because, like, you're admitting, like, I understand that things are not going the way I want them to.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know? Like, and that's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
At least you're not oblivious.
All a woman wants is to admit that you're wrong sometimes. Yeah. What was her story?
She said something about, like, a date that she had with this guy where they were going to go to a concert. And when she got there, the guy, he had a girlfriend that he invited.
Oh.
Wow.
And then I guess the guy, to make matters worse, he asked the two of them to kiss.
Didn't see that coming.
Yeah. Look at the guys in the room.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were supposed to be talking about bad dates.
Yeah.
Not the best dates.
It sounds like you're getting things back on track on this date, maybe.
Yeah, you know, it was good to kind of relate, I think. You know, I know obviously first dates are usually awkward anyways, and we got to talking, but then the food came out, and it was kind of bad timing because the food's so good that you just, you didn't want to talk. All you want to do is eat.
Just scarf.
Oh, man.
Plus, she waited a really long time because of you.
Yeah.
She was starving. So. Good point, Alexis.
Okay. So how did this date end?
So we finished eating, and after the check came out and all that, I asked her if she wanted to just come back to my place.
Oh, like right then?
Yeah, like even longer, just to keep the date going.
Yeah. Keep the awkward silence alive.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, do you want to come back to my house and just not talk?
Yeah. There we go.
What'd she say? That's really funny.
He's charming.
Yeah.
Well, she actually said she already had plans.
Oh, who makes plans after a date?
Well, to be fair, it was 30 minutes later than it was supposed to be starting. So after 2 hours together.
And sometimes you always make plans after a date. That way, one, you can cut it off when it's like
bad.
Leave them wanting more type situation.
Okay.
Or if it's bad, you have an excuse to get out.
Totally.
I always leave the night open because I always
I know.
Think I'm getting out.
I know.
Do the woman usually have plans?
No,
yeah.
No, actually, yeah. It's all starting to make sense now.
All right. So she turned you down for that. Did you end it with a kiss, a hug, anything?
Just like a normal friendly hug.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
That's okay.
You know, at least you didn't completely disgust her.
Normally, that wouldn't be great at the end of the date, but you guys came a long way to get there.
Yeah.
All right, so let's play a song. We are a little bit early here, so you're going to have to wait 30 minutes.
Oh, no.
But then we'll come back, and we'll call Dina and try and get your second date update, okay?
Perfect.
All right, hold on. Hey, Arlo?
Yeah.
Look, I know I said I'd come back after the song to do your second date update, but I'm not quite ready yet. All right, I need a little extra time. Can you just hold, please?
Okay, Jeffrey, we don't have time for this.
Okay.
I know it's funny.
I see what you're trying to do, but...
I'm busy, okay? Just hold on.
You're not doing anything.
You're
literally, like, looking at your computer screen right now.
I just got to prep. Just give me a second.
You're prepping. Oh, that
is... All right, we're back for your second date update. Arlo, was I worth the wait?
I can totally relate to not being ready, so.
Of course you can, Arlo.
That didn't work.
You're the only man in the room that understands what Jeffrey just went through.
Just to recap, Arlo started his date on the wrong foot, we think, because the girl showed up to his place 15 minutes early, and he told her, no, come back later. He was busy. So 30 minutes went by, and then the girl came back. They ended up having some awkward silence on the walk to the restaurant. Talked about bad dates from their past and then had a pretty quiet meal, too. So he's not getting a call back, and we're going to try and help him figure out why.
Yeah, that would be great. I'm trying to figure it out myself.
Yeah, I mean, I just think this one boils down to a bad first impression.
Yeah.
Maybe she got home, she started thinking about the date, and... like, that stuff just kept popping in her mind.
I also think if we can get you a second date, Arlo, the best advice I could give you would be to be 15 minutes late to even out this whole conundrum of being early and late.
He needed to be early.
No, because she was early, so if he's late, then they meet in the middle.
His,
trust me.
Don't please do not follow Jose's math.
You know.
Just show up on time.
Okay, there we go. Let's move forward.
All right, are you ready to do this, Arlo?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to call Dina right now and get your second date update. Actually, you know what? Just wait one more second. Hold, please.
Oh, my God, Jeffrey.
Dude.
Sorry, I had to readjust there. Okay, here we go.
Readjust?
Let's do your second date update.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Dina.
This is Dina.
Hey, Dina, my name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Okay.
That's good.
That's good. That's a good start, Dina. Hi.
We're hoping you have a second to chat with us a little bit.
Sorry, what is this for?
It's for a segment that we do on our show called a second date update. It's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email us and we'll reach out to them for you to try and help you figure out the reason why.
Oh, great.
That's so genuine.
Yeah, I really liked your response.
It's more fun than it sounds, I promise, Dina.
I mean, and it does mean that someone really liked you, so that's always a positive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They're going the extra mile to try to see you again.
Yeah, that's fine.
You busy over there?
Fine?
That's fine, okay. Well, can I tell you a little bit about the guy who emailed us? His name's Arlo.
Oh. Okay.
Uh-oh.
is just getting better for you.
No, not O, Arlo. It's an A in there.
Were you hoping for somebody else?
I was hoping not to have to talk about Arlo.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, Arlo emailed us and told us all about the day that you guys spent together, and he had a lot of nice things to say about you, and now he's a little bit confused about why you're not reaching out to him.
I mean, I'm surprised he's confused. I think it's kind of obvious.
Whoa. I mean, he told us that maybe he didn't make the best first impression, and there was some awkward silence and stuff in the beginning of the date.
Is that all he said?
No. He told us that you showed up 15 minutes early, and he asked you if you could come back a little bit later.
Did he tell you why?
Well, he said he was busy.
Yeah, he said he was doing stuff.
I'm surprised that you came back, because that is such a weird request, instead of just saying, hey, can you wait 5 minutes? I'll be down in a minute.
Yeah, if he had said that, it probably would have been better, but he just made it so weird.
How?
So I got there early, and I came back like a half hour later, and when we actually met up and started talking, he was like, yeah, sorry about that. I just had to do what guys do.
What does that mean?
I hope it doesn't mean what I'm thinking it means.
Please say it was like play video games.
My mind went to either pooping or something else in the bathroom.
Oh, a different type of preparation before a date. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And so I was like, well, I'm just going to hope it was pooping.
Yeah.
It's not a good sign when that's your best option.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Maybe he was nervous and like foot and mouth type of moment, right?
I mean, maybe, but my immediate reaction, I was just like, pooping? And he was like, no, not that.
Wow. I figured it out.
Did he say it in that same tone? Like, not that one.
Yeah.
Guess again.
Oh, that's the tone that made her understand.
Oh, God.
That tone is so creepy.
It
is.
Yeah, it is.
Is it, bro?
It is.
It is.
I mean, where do you even go from there in a conversation?
Yeah,
like, you literally have just met someone. In the first 5 minutes, you're finding out a lot.
Yeah, you're like, okay, then.
Yeah, that's why the conversation was so awkward and there was so much silence. Like, I didn't know what to say after that.
I imagine he's, like, skipping down the street. Like,
oh, my God.
It's a hard jumping off point for the conversation.
Right. Yeah, that's awkward.
I mean, what do you turn it to? So, you like bacon for dinner.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. So are you saying from that moment on, it just ruined it for you and the day never got better?
At the end, it got a little better. Okay. We started having fun talking about bad dates, past.
Okay.
You're like, I went out with this guy named Arlo once.
Yeah.
Awkward.
Well, I mean, at least that's a good sign that maybe things were getting back on track.
But then it came time to pay the bill.
Okay.
And he asked if I wanted to go back to his place, which I think personally is just kind of creepy on a first date period, but it's the way he did it. He said, so I think I'm recovered from earlier. You want to go back to my place?
Oh, no.
Why did he say anything but that?
Yeah.
What a charmer.
Oh, no wonder you said no. I mean,
I didn't even say no. I just knew I was never going to see him again.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean, honestly, I don't even know why he called us. If it sounds like he was just looking for a hookup that night.
I don't know. I mean, look, Dina, maybe you'll never see him again, but you will have to hear him again. Because I need to tell you, he's been on the other line listening, and he wants to talk to you.
He heard this?
Yeah.
He needed to hear it, Dina. This is a good lesson, okay?
Arlo, you there?
I'm here.
Arlo, what are you doing?
Don't ask that!
Oh, my God!
Brooke! Get your hands on the phone, please.
I just mean, like...
Arlo, explain yourself, is what we're trying to say.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
So no one in the studio...
No, again, you really did this?
You actually told her, or at least hinted at her, what you were doing?
I mean, she asked. You know, I wasn't going to lie to her.
Oh,
I mean,
he's
You don't have to lie. You just don't bring up that specific activity.
You could have just said, I was busy.
I was, though. I was really busy.
Okay. No, we get it, man.
Dina, are you even still there?
Yeah, I'm here, and he's not making it better.
So, I mean, Arlo, I think you need to try saying something to Dina to get her to see you're not a horrible person.
Or just a creepy. That's not being a horrible person.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, you're not some weirdo that's telling girls what you're doing all the time.
Yeah.
Dina, listen, I'm a normal guy that does normal guy things, and I do normal guy things often. But
okay.
Okay, stop saying normal guy things a million times, Arlo.
I'm also a normal guy, bro, just so you know.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're okay. Welcome.
Oh, I know too much.
No, it's not just the beginning of the day. It's how you ended it, too. Telling her you recovered.
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
In my defense, she already knew what I did before. I already told her.
Yeah.
So she's probably wondering if I'm ready to go. And yeah, I was.
I don't know. Dina, were you wondering that?
Is that the thought you had? Is that what was going through your mind?
No, that wasn't what was on my mind at all.
Oh, shocker.
We should have, what was on your mind, Dina?
Not that.
Yeah. Shocking. Okay. I mean, nobody could have guessed that in the room. All right.
It really feels like you guys are all piling on me right now, and it doesn't feel fair at all. I mean, this is what guys do. It's normal. I was just answering her question and trying to just be cool.
We're not saying the action wasn't normal,
yeah,
okay?
Timing.
We're saying that the discussion was too much.
There it is.
And now I have images of things piling on top of each other for some reason. This is not good. We need to end this.
Gotta go do some guy stuff?
Yeah, I know. Let me just ask Dina, would you like to go out on another date with Arlo? We'll pay for it.
Let me guess.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I should have bet money first.
Didn't see it coming. Arlo, man, you just go hang up. Go do what guys do.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe you'll feel a little bit better.
Think about us.
Okay.
No, please don't.
No,
please don't.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.